Welcome to The Aesthetic Report, a podcast for skincare professionals who want to grow in their careers by hearing directly from the individuals who have been there, done that, and are paving the future of their industry. Join us for the latest in all things skincare, beauty, wellness, business, and more. From interviews with leading experts to the burning topics on your mind, The Aesthetic Report starts now.
Welcome to The Aesthetic Report, a podcast by Dermascope. I am Dorian Reyes, and I will be your host for this mini episode. So if you're short on time and you need your daily dose of Dermascope, you are in the right place because I'm here to catch you up on the latest October issue. Before we do that, we have a full schedule of freebies for the month, so it's time to listen up. Happening Monday, October 9th at 11 a.m. Central, Biofotis, aka Saluma Light Therapy CEO Patrick Johnson, will be joining us for a live one-hour long webinar. Can you guess the topic? Because I know I sure can. It's LED, but with a twist. This class is specifically about blue light. From the light therapy experts. If you keep up with the industry, you have come across those articles and headlines that talk about the dangers of blue light. Is it harmful? Does it cause aging? Is hyperpigmentation just bound to happen? The list goes on and on. I've been waiting for the facts, and I know I can trust Saluma. So if you are there, please let me know. You can RSVP now through the episode description to save your spot. The second free webinar of this month is another exciting topic our podcast audience has enjoyed diving into before in a past Aesthetic Report episode. It's about hyaluronic acid, the size of the ingredient to be exact. That live stream is happening on October 23rd at 11 a.m. Central, and registration is now open. It's also linked in the episode description. That's being hosted with the help of Victoria Deanne Peptide Cosmeceuticals and their president, Mark Victoria. This class is going to be much more than a basic ingredient profile. This will be a full-on expose on how the size of hyaluronic acid influences its effectiveness. You'll learn about the latest research findings and technique. It's time to get up close and personal with hyaluronic acid formulation. Don't skip this one. It's going to be well worth it, and I can't wait to see you there. This fall is not short of some incredible free education, so be sure to follow us on Instagram or keep listening to The Aesthetic Report to stay up to date with all of the upcoming webinars. They're free, they're informative, and it always beats the heck out of Googling your questions. You can ask the experts. Without further ado, let's talk about October. The theme for this issue is multicultural skin, aka non-white skin, and continuing education. This issue is an important one because it reminds the industry that we should work as a collective. Whether it's with diversity or raising the standards of care, we as a community are stronger together. If you're divided among yourselves, you'll be no stronger than a single stick rather than having the strength of a bundle. We have strength in our unity. So just something to ponder while you flip through the latest issue, which you'll find an article written by Circadia CEO Michael Pugliese, Canadian industry educator and author C.R. Cooper, who wrote an excellent article about determining skin type in consultations, but doing so beyond just using the Fitzpatrick scale. You'll also find Dermascope ambassador and founder of NoSkin.com, a continuing education aesthetics platform, Kirsten Sheridan. Kirsten's articles are always so well researched and written. So if you're on the market to take a few new courses, I definitely check out her website. In this issue, she writes about the best way to approach continuing ed. She gets in how to determine your learning style and the options you have to pick from available in the industry and the questions to ask yourself once you do narrow down your wish list of educational courses and events. Lastly, the primary we have to finish it all is from AIA legend Douglas Preston, who is talking about trade shows, and he did not come to play. He's been around the industry for many decades, so he knows exactly how to make an industry event work for you and not the other way around. Douglas' articles are always so entertaining and insightful, and this one is not an exception. So if you come across it, read it. You won't regret it. Beyond the primary education, this issue's Face Havens is giving off October vibes to the max and in the best way possible. The highlighted business is the Linden & Company Salon & Spa, and it is 6,000 square feet of spooky heaven. This beauty business is a break from the stark, clean treatment rooms you often see on Instagram. It is a place of opulence and drama, and I'll probably be looking at this four-page spread all month long. It's just gorgeous. This month also features AIA's first newsletter, which later becomes Dermascope Magazine, if you didn't know. That's in Scope This. Another article to check out in that department is one on pinkwashing. It is a perfect topic for October because it's breast cancer awareness. And the last article I wanted to shout out is in the department Pro Picks. That one is about seed oils. It's written by Colorado esthetician and spa owner Emily Davis. This line is probably one of my favorites for the month, I'm not going to lie. So read it. You'll learn something. And if you didn't, you'll still enjoy it because Emily's just a great educator. Finally, the cherry on top of this October issue, the spa playlist, aka Spotify. It's titled Spooky Spa this month. And if you are looking for a way to turn up the Halloween season in your treatment room for no tricks and all treat, this is the perfect playlist. It has all the creepy favorites with a soft, mellow twist. It's linked in the episode description, and it's a whole lot of fun to keep on all month long. That's all I have for y'all this time, but I will catch you at the end of the month with Lauren and Elizabeth. So until then, I can't wait. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Aesthetic Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. If you love the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and tell all your SD besties to give us a listen. And don't forget, the education doesn't stop here. The Aesthetic Report is one of many platforms offered by Dermascope. Visit dermascope.com for more education and industry news from the authority on professional skincare. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next time for another episode of The Aesthetic Report.